Kuflamid Aleph Med Aleph Rashi, the Rabbi's called Ella Omer Rashi. Okay, since time Allah Mishum Batim Chaseris, so this explanation that Ruchanina Chizor said to Rabbi that he understood that the issue over here was, do you have Batim Chaseris? Don't you have Batim Chaseris? The problem is you're lacking your requisite Batim Chaseris. That's not the reason. Rav holds whether there's an erev or not. Mekim the psichi shtei chatzeres l'movi u'shnei batim l'chol chatzer. Taras movi alot. The fact is there are two houses there per chatzer. The fact is there are two chatzeres at least. So that's a fact. So that's called it has a din of a movi. V'nitzer b'lechi b'kara. And therefore you're allowed the lechi and curry will be sufficient to permit it. But behind the time of the chiyuv b'chatzeres, the boy nishatu b'mavi also the talta by mechilu irbu shari. The reason why that if there's no erev, you may carry in the mavi. If there is an erev between the chatzeres, you may not carry in the mavi. The reason why is because migarm lechatzeres shayu also ala mavi latzricha shituf lahitzim in chatzeres l'tzaychei. Why do the chatzeres create a halachic problem that on the mavi that it needs shituf? The problem isn't the chatzeres, the problem is rather the batim. Who's the garmila? The batim caused the problem. The lav mishum batim. How will the chatzeres and mavi rishus achas? If there would be no batim, we would deal with the chatzeres and the mavi is the same area. Why the Rav the Amr Lahamilsa Krib Shimon Sirilay? He holds the Krib Shimon, which he said Amr Be'ervin Gag V'Chatzer V'Karfif Umavi Kulam Rishus Achas Saint. They all consider this one Rishus. Mutaltem Izel is that we may carry from one to the other. So as long as the Chatzer is not connected to the bias through Eruv, we deal with the Chatzer and the Mavi is one Rishus. Thereby allowing us to carry in the mavi. Vamar Rav Allah, Rav said on Shimon's halacha Krib Shimon. So the Rav said that we pass on Krib Shimon that the chatzer and all these other things are one rishus, but that halacha the halacha Krib Shimon who shall irvu batim im chatzeris. So this heter of Reb Shimon only is applicable, the Rav says, when there's not an error between the batim and the chatzeres. Then, why is that? Why is that? Because if there's no error between the batim and the chatzeres, l'shichi mani the batim b'chatzer. So the concern of a person taking a keli from the bai, which is a biased keli, from the chatzer to somewhere else, that you can't do, even according to Reb Shimon. So if there's no Erev, so there's a minimal amount of batim kelim in the chotzer because you can't get them there on Shabbos. And the kelim which started out on Shabbos in the chotzer is called a chotzer kelim. So the chances are, the only thing would be if a person was wearing his coat and they took it outside and put it down. He wore it outside and they took it off. So that would be an example. But although it's not so common, so Chazal, did not prohibit a person from carrying to the chotzer, to the mavi, etc., because mistakenly taking a biased keli from the chatz to the mavi, that's not shkiyach. They didn't ask her, therefore, that you can't take anything else. But in a case where there was an eruv, and therefore there's free flow of batim from the house into the chatzur, we did not allow a person to carry from the chatzur and onwards because there's a good chance he would take a biased keli by mistake, improperly from the chotzer to somewhere else. Hilchah. So now we're taking it a step further, the same way that it's not considered one rishus, and whether you're allowed to carry inside of it. We say that in regards to carrying, also within the mavi, kilo irvu chotzer sim batim shoru. We deal with if there's no the houses and the chatzeres are separate because there's no eruv, so then you can carry in the mavi. The harvulu who commission ishtatu by we deal with the Mavi is if there's been a shita between the Mavi and the Chatzeris. What causes the problem that the Mavi needs a shituf? They'll be allowed to carry there. Batim Germalot. The source of the problem is the Batim. Because according to Shimon, Chatzeris aren't a problem. But over here, the Batim are not a problem. They're not here. Shireni Stalkam Menu, because there's no Erev, they're not functioning here. You can therefore carry from the chaserus to the mavis if there was a shituf, and therefore we already said if there was a shituf of in the mavi, or we have assumed that there's a shituf in the mavi, that the heter of carrying in the mavi applies to the whole mavi. So we're dealing with this as if there was a shituf, and that's the difference. Okay. Omer Rabbi Chiya Baraba, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, back on the Gemara. So we have a quote. The name of Yochanan says, "Loyla Kol Omer Rabbi Eliezer Machshir Mitzvah Dechen Eser Shabbos." We don't always accept the idea that Machshir Mitzvah can override Shabbos. How do I know that? Shrei Shtei Alechem Chayves Hayom Hem. Shtei Alechem is something which must be brought on Shavuos, on the Yontif of Shavuos. They would bring together with one of the karbonos, they would have to bring two loaves of chametz, actually two loaves of bread, which are chametz, and they were eaten by the kahanim after the korban shechted. There was a tzachiv of the korban of the day to bring that bread. Now if that came out on Shabbos, can you bake them on Shabbos? So Rabbi Eliezer says yes, you can bake them on Shabbos, even though the mitzvah is not the baking, the mitzvah is the bringing. So it's a machshir mitzvah. But Rabbi Eliezer derives this halacha that you may bake them on Shabbos from Gzeir Shabbos. Now, if he held that general machshir mitzvah dechenes on Shabbos, why would he have a need for Gzeir Shabbos to tell us that? Machshir mitzvah dechenes on Shabbos. Elamai, you see that? No, that's not true. What's a Gzeir Shabbos? The Tanya Rabbi Eliezer Omer Menayin the Machshiri Shtei Alechem Shadechen Eser Shabbos. How do we know the Machshiri that the preparation of the Shtei Alechem, the baking, is Dechen Shabbos? So we learn now it says Nemra Havah BaOmer Menemra Havah BaShtei Alechem. It says Vahvesim is Omer Reishis Ksirchem El. Right, you have to bring the Omer. It says Loshon of Havah, and by the mitzvah of bringing. The mitzvah of bringing the Shtei Alechem, it says Taviyu. So it says Havah, Havah, it's Gzeir Shavah. Ma Havah, Hamur, Ba'omer, Machshira, Dechenes Shabbos. Just like by the Kerban Omer, the loch is that the Ksira of the Kerban Omer is Dechenes Shabbos, and that everybody agrees to that. So. That's true. The Mor is going to actually touch on that later on. The Mor says it's based on Gzeir Shava, so then you can't ask a kasha. Yeah, it's a question. Over here it's an essay. Over here it's not an essay. So that's a kasha and a limud. But you have Gzeir Shava, you can't ask any questions. And we'll see whether that's true or not. So just like Hamura Ba'omer Machshirin Dochnes Shabbos, Af Havoh Hamura B'Shtei Alechem Machshirin Dochnes Shabbos. So Shtei Alechem also, we learn out that the Machshir Shtei Alechem, which means the act of baking, is Dechen Shabbos. Okay, so it's Gzeir Shabbos. The Mor says, now, Mufna, we have to say that this Gzeir Shabbos, the words which are used for the Gzeir Shabbos are extra words. Because the Ilav Loi Mufni, if they're not extra words, so we have when we come to Gzeir Shabbos, when are you... We say Gzeir Shavah, you don't ask a question on that. That's when the Torah wrote, we see the Torah wrote clearly extra words that teaches the Gzeir Shavah, so then we can't ask any questions on the Gzeir Shavah. But if the Pazik has another function besides that, then I can ask, I'm allowed to ask Akasha on the Gzeir Shavah and say, it functions similar to a Mamad Sinu, that you can say, well, you know, I see the comparison, but I have a reason not to compare them. But if it's extra words, Then already he said the Torah wrote it specifically to, for me to compare the two, as I can't ask any questions. The Torah wrote it for this purpose. So Mor says mufti. These are extra words. Mufti, the actual word mufti actually doesn't mean extra. It means that it's an empty space. It's available for usage. Panui is it's not occupied. The lo mufni, if it's not extra, you could ask the following question. Malo Amr Shekain, Imotza Kotzer, is Kotzer. Termashel Lechem, she Imotza Kotzer, and a Kotzer. By Omer, even if you'd have cut grain already, cut barley, you have a mitzvah to go cut the barley. Part of the process is the mitzvah of cutting it. So it has a specific mitzvah of cutting, so you say, okay, the mitzvah to cut, so that mitzvah is also Deicha Shabbos. Whereas by Shel Lechem, there's no mitzvah to cut. In other words, the point be, I mean, there is a mitzvah, there's no mitzvah to bake, really, it's what we're darshanim, over here, the makshim, over here, is the baking. Obviously, you have to be, it has to be done in a way which is proper for being a korban, so you have to bake it. But there's no specific mitzvah to bake. So say, you know, okay, yeah, the ksir, which is a specific mitzvah, uksartem, so that's the cheshab. Whereas over here, there's no specific mitzvah to bake, so it's not Deicha Shabbos. Some more answers. Lie, you're right. Afnui and mufni, it is extra. Why? Michti ksiv vevesim es armer reishas kitzirchem ala kohen. It says you should bring the armer. You bring the armer. Then it says, "B'yom v'yechem lamali." Then it says, "And the day that you bring it," I have a pasuk here in front of me. Here, 1 second. Then it says, right, so it already said in the previous pasuk, or parsha really, it said you're going to bring this in the day, you're going to bring the omer. It says you start counting from that day, the day that you brought the omer. So yeah, we already said that that's the day you brought the omer. So we see the connection already between the two. Miyom haviyachem, lamali. So there's an extra pasuk which keeps referencing the day of the Omer is a day of bringing. Salashan of Havoah. So you see that it's extra. Shmamin Olafli, it's extra to make it available to make a drush. Vakati mufni miserechavu. That's on the side of the Karman Omer. What about the side of the Shtei Alechem? Where's the extra word? Now, the in case you have a Shabbat which is mufti miserechavu, and one side it's a pasuk which has been used for another drasha, and the other side it's an extra pasuk. So can you ask a question on such a drasha, on such a Xerus Shabbos? That's a machlokes in the Gemara. But Rishamina Leiv Rabbi Eliezer, we're talking about Rabbi Eliezer, Dalmer Mufti Mitzadechot is the Meidim of Meshivim. Rabbi Eliezer holds you can make the limud, you're allowed to ask questions, you're allowed to respond to it. That's Rabbi Eliezer Shita. So if that's Rabbi Eliezer Shita, we're going to Rabbi Eliezer, so it doesn't help us being extra on one end. It needs to be extra on both ends. Some more answers. Saviyu is Ribuyahu. Here, in the... V'hikraftem al alechem. No. Pasuk Tezayin. You count chamishim yom. V'ikraftem mincha chadosh al Hashem, and you bring a mincha chadosh al Hashem. Mimashosichem tzviu. And then it repeats again. You just said you're going to bring this new mincha, and you're going to bring it, and you're going to bring this new mincha. So why does he use another verb of tevi'u in Pasuk Yud Zayin? The word tevi'u is an extra word. Also language of havo, of bringing. So the tevi'u is extra. Okay. Let's see Rashi. Lo l'kol omer Rebbe Eliezer. It's almost perfectly and halfway down the page. Lo b'chol machshir mitzvah omer ken. He didn't say all machshir mitzvah can override Shabbos. The Kamon Mefarish, hai machshir mitzvah osel mutay. Which machshir mitzvah is he coming to exclude? She'alechem datzeres chavos hayom hein bein la'achron adam achrish. She'alechem of Shavuos have to be brought on that day. You can't push it off to the next day. So we should say that should be Dechah Shabbos. And still, Balalam de Rabbi Eliezer, Dafi Yosim, Tidcha Shabbos, Rabbi Eliezer holds that baking them does override Shabbos. Elab Xavier Shabbos, he only derived it from Xavier Shabbos. Viva Chol Machshir Mitzvah, Shikra Meh Mitzvah, Noheges B'Shabbos. If he had said a general rule that any time the mitzvah itself applies in Shabbos, Machshira Kemoisa, the Machshirim also apply on Shabbos. So then, Lama L'Gzeres Shabbat, why do we need L'Gzeres Shabbat? So we have to infer from that he was not saying a general rule. There are definitely cases yes and cases no. And each case is going to have to stand on its own merit. We have to find a source for it. So just like when it says bring in the carbon armor, machshireha, that which you need to make it ready, dehainu kitzira, techina, v'harkara shalom. The process of reaping it, the process of grinding it, the process of sifting it, all these things are dechenes of Shabbos. They override Shabbos, kinarina b'menachas. Now, we learn out menachas from the following drush. It says, b'charisha b'katzir tishbais. That the extra pasuk in Parshas, I think it's Parshas Mishpatim or Parshas Kisisa, says Becharisho Bakatsir Tishbois. You rest from plowing and from reaping. Now it's one of those are two of the Tarya, the Lamates Malachas. So we know that you must. Why does it single out these two of the Lamates Malachas to stress that there is an act of resting on Shabbos from plowing and from reaping? So we make the following drasha. Ma charish rishos. There's no case where charish is a mitzvah, plowing is a mitzvah. So the Torah gave an example of plowing. It gave an example of plowing, by definition, is something which is not a mitzvah. It's a rishos. Something which a person can do if they wish, and if they wish not, they don't have to. So af kotzer rishos. So when the Torah is equating charish and kotzer to tell you that also what type of kotzer is prohibited? A kotzer which is similar to charisha, which is a rishus, which is, therefore yotzik tzir tzarmer she mitzvah, but tzir tzarmer, which is a mitzvah, is not included. That's excluded from the prohibition of doing it on Shabbos. There's no command to rest, desist from doing a ksira, which is a mitzvah. So that's how we know by armor that it's Dechah Shabbos. The Mora says, well, one second. You wouldn't have to be able to learn from armor to say Alechem, because it's a good question. So most of the Gzeres Shavah is extra. What is Shekei Motzah Kotzer? By armor, if you found it to be already cotton, Shalom L'Shem armor. If it was cut, not for the purpose of armor. Mitzvah likser lishma. You must go and cut it for the purpose of the armor. The ksiv uksartem v'habesem. So there's a mitzvah of cutting and then bringing. So you have to cut. So even if you have barley which has been processed already from beforehand, it doesn't help. There's a mitzvah to go do it now. So that's why ksir gufei mitzvah. The ksir itself is a mitzvah. And therefore, it's the Chashab. It's not a machshir. It's a mitzvah. Tarmer b'shealecha, b'shaloi nemer b'hen k'tzira. We don't have such a concept by shealecha. Okay. So my answer is lie, b'emes. Yes, the truth is it's extra. The verse is 1 second. It's only extra mitzadecha. Havod ha'omer mufna. When it says bring the carbon armor, that word havo, we said, we've already pointed out there's an extra word havo by bringing the armor. But havo the shalachim and the mufna, the shikhla gufa. But the word havo, or the conjugation of the word havo, by shalachim, is not available for a drasha, because you needed to tell me the actual mitzvah of bringing it. Which is not extra on both ends. There's only extra on one end. You have an extra pasuk on one side, but not on the other side. You can ask questions. If there's no kashas on your drasha, but if there's what to ask, we're going to challenge the limud, we're going to ask it. Where do we see this? We see this in Gemara in Yevamos. What does it say over there? Damar Hachi. He says like this. Taktani, chalitza b'smol is psula, rebliezer machshir. If a person does chalitza from the left foot, so it's puzzle. And Rav Eliezer says it's kosher. Why is it kosher? Loyalif regal mi mitzara. By mitzara, the loch is the pasuk says clearly it's the right foot, and it says the word regal by mitzara. It says the word regal by she's cholot nala mi al ragloi. So make a zereshav a regal. It has to be the right foot. But Rav Eliezer says, Rechina Rav Eliezer loyalif mi mitzara. Rav Eliezer holds, you don't make this Gzera Shava. So, okay, sometimes the person does not have a Masara of Gzera Shava. See, he didn't have the Masara of Gzera Shava regal. Fine, okay. But that's not true. Rav Eliezer doesn't live in Masara. But Tanya Rav Eliezer Armor, Minayan Lubitsiya, Sheba Oizen Yamonis. How do we know that the Loch is by Ritsiya, when the Eved proclaims he wants to stay beyond his, the Eved Ivri wants to stay beyond the period of time that he's supposed to work, the 6 years. So the loch is we take his ear and we bore a hole through the middle cartilage. So how do you know it has to be the right ear? Nemer kan oizen, nemer lahal oizen. It says oizen by Ritzi and it says oizen by Mitzara. And just like by Mitzara, it means the pasuk says explicitly it's the right ear, so we're also it's the right ear. So it means we do learn from Mitzara to Ritziya. So why don't we learn from Mitzara to Chalitza? Some more answers. Mshaninan oizen mufna. By oizen, the both there's an extra word oizen by both of them. Regal loy mufna. It's not mufna. It's not extra. Now, but the high law mufna the kaminan mishnei tzadon kamar. The rebel regal l'ksibe chalitza itzricha l'gufa. The word regal by chalitza is necessary. It's not extra. But on the other end, the parsha mitzara mufnahu, the ha'ida oni the kulak sivin be mitzara osher. But the parsha by mitzara, the reason why it's considered extra because the Torah writes the whole parsha twice. The Torah writes a case where an osher brings three animal karbonas, and you process putting the blood in points A, B, and C. Then it says that again, an oni doesn't bring three animals, he brings two birds and an animal, and you process the blood by putting it in places A, B, and C. So that whole thing is extra. The A, B, and C of the oni, you could have said you process the same way you process the osher. But it writes, you put it in the oizen, you put it on the regal, you put it on the yad, so it's extra. So one side is extra, and still Rabbi Eliezer says that you don't learn out from regal of mitzara to regal of chalitza. Because by the side of chalitza, it's not extra. Okay, so we see even though it's mufti mitzarecha, we would not accept the drasha, or we'd ask kashas on the drasha. So we're also, what are you going to say? The words are tibia ribu yehu, the ha av the Aveh hikrav to mincha chadashik samech. It says bring the carbon. Doesn't say the word. It says doesn't say the word havo, but it says be makar of the carbon. Most of the mikhtev. Then the next verse I could have written mimoshu sechem lechem tenufa. You should bring from moshu sechem lechem tenufa. V'tiviyu yisayrehu. Therefore, the extra verb of tiviyu is extra. So it's moved the mishnei stodim. It's moved on both ends. So the Gemara. Fine. Okay. So we see that she'alechem is the chashabis only based on the gzera shava. So that should indicate to us that Eliezer is not saying a blanket statement that all machshir mitzvah are derech Shabbos. So what is he coming to exclude? Gemara says, "Let me take my back on the Gemara." It's about 11 lines up. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 11. No, more than that. So 14 lines up. It's coming to say that the process of getting a lulav, you can't go on Yom Tov and cut a lulav off of the tree. If you don't have a lulav, you can't do that. So no, the Hatanya Rabbi Eliezer says lulav b'chol machshirav is dechanas Shabbos. Rabbi Eliezer says that lulav is dechanas Shabbos, which means if you don't have a lulav, you can go on Yom Tov and Shabbos, and cut the lulav off the tree. It's coming to exclude the sukkah, that if the person didn't make a sukkah yet, he's allowed to make he can't make the sukkah on Yom Tov, thereby doing malachas if he needs to. No, he can't do that. No, that's not true. It's coming with the sukkah, but Tanya, sukkah, b'chol machshireh, deichan is a Shabbos, he really has a Shabbos. All the sukkah is deichan Shabbos. Okay, well, the mutei matzah. Okay, so you can't go and cut the wheat on the Yom Tov to bake the matzah to have the matzah to eat. No, but Tanya matzah chomashirah deichel is a Shabbos. You really has matzah is deichel Shabbos. Well, the Mor says the mutei shayfer. So you can't process the shayfer. But Tanya shayfer chomashirah is deichel is a Shabbos. You really has. So by lulav, by sukkah, by matzah and by shofar, Eliezer says that the machshirim, whatever you need to do to process them, to make them usable, you're allowed to do on Shabbos. Okay. Some ravada barava, lumutei tzitzis, l'talisa, umazuza, l'piska. Person didn't make tzitzis yet, can't go and process the tzitzis. You can't tie on the tzitzis on the beggar, which is malach of kosher. Can't put them on Shabbos. You can't put a mezuzah. Can't write a mezuzah. Can't put a mezuzah on. It's boina. Can't do it. Tanya mihalchi. Rishabin. Even if Eliezer agrees, shim tzayit talisa. If he puts sitzes on his talis, also mezuzah lepischa shuchay. He would transgress Shabbos by doing that. The Mor says, my time. So why are these different than the lulav, sukkah, matzah, and shofar, and mila, and shteilechem, and oimer. So, Amar Rav Yosef, the fish ain't kavua lehem zman. They don't have a specific time which you must do them. Whereas all these other things, there's a specific day they must be done. So, Rav says, therefore, if they have to be done today, they can be done today, even with whatever is necessary to make them ready to do that. Whereas, but tzitzis, the Mora says, no, it doesn't have to be this specific day of Shabbos. You know, these lulav has to be on the 15th of Tishrei. Omer has to be on the 16th of Nisan. Shtei Lechem has to be on Atzeres. Shofar has to be on Aleph Tishrei. So it has to be today. We're going to do it today. Sitzes, yeah, not. So I'm going to lay a bias. Rabbi says, no, Adarab, Minen Kibur Lebesman. Call shaita b'shaita zimnehu. It's the opposite. The reason they don't is not because they're always incumbent upon the person. So every moment, he has to put tzitzis in his talus. So Omer is once a year. Tzitzis is every single second. Omer is more important. No, why is Omer more important? Or, you know, you must do it now. So El Amr Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchok, Vitamer Rav Huna Breder of Yeshua Hol Biyodel Av Kirin, because he's only mechuyav to put tzitzis in if he owns the bagot. But since he could, if he could be mafker the bagot and declare it ownerless, he has no chiyuv to put tzitzis in anymore. So it's not incumbent that he must do this. He has a way to wear this garment without putting in tzitzis. Whereas these other ones, you must bring the these korbanos. Zakrash, Namutei Mai, four lines on the bottom. Ha'adam Rabbi Yochanan on the Liel, Loyla Kol Amar Rabbi Eliezer. So Rabbi Yochanan is saying that Eliezer's statement was not a blanket statement. So what's he coming to exclude? Hai Machshirim Osi Dulodochi Shabbos. What Machshirim of what mitzvahs is he coming to say that they do not overwrite Shabbos? The Mar goes through all these possibilities. Lula B'chol Machshirim is Kigan L'Ketzim Menachum Menachubra. You cut the lulav off the tree. Eliezer says you could do that. You can't put tzitzis on the beged. Time of Voldemort explains why is that. So Abaye said, "Kol shaita b'shaita zimnehu." Mekim sheyesh loy talis. He has his garment. Every moment that he's wearing it without putting in tzitzis, I remember say he's not fulfilling the command of putting in tzitzis. Now, Rashi says the filu menachas b'kufsa. There's a machlokes in the Gemara whether the chiyuv tzitzis is incumbent upon the person only once the person is wearing it, or even when it's sitting in the box. So Rashi says we're going right now that the mitzvah is immediate on the garment, whether it's the person's wearing it or not. So therefore, any moment, every moment, he has his mitzvah to do it, so he should be Deicha Shabbos. He could declare it ownerless and not have that responsibility anymore. Morris says, "Amar Mar, Lulav v'chol machshirav is doichen as a Shabbos." The Rebbe Eliezer, how does Rebbe Eliezer know that machshirei lulav are allowed to take place in Shabbos? Imi Omer b'shtei lechem. If you're learning from Omer and Shel Lechem, where you see that they're Machshir Madoch Shabbos. Now, there's no Gzeres Shabbos. It would be a Mamad Sinu. I see over here, it's Doch Shabbos. So this mitzvah also, which has a specific time, should be Doch Shabbos. No. I could ask the Kasha, Shekain Tzarech Kavoya, these are for Kabbonis. So maybe for Kabbonis, you're a lot of Doch Shabbos. For a mitzvah of non-Kabbonis, maybe not. Somewhere says you're right. Elam or Kral, there's a pasuk b'yom. It says that on the day of that day you bring. It says give you a little language of the pasuk. Bayom Rishon Shabbosonu, Bayom Shuvin Shabbosonu, Lachatem Lachem Bayom Harishon. You should take Bayom Harishon, Sidarshan Bayom, Afila B'Shabbos. Bayom tells you even on Shabbos. It's saying specifically it must be done that day. It could have said Borishon, it doesn't have to say Bayom. It's an extra word, Bayom tells you even on Shabbos. Okay. Now, Lamay Hilchosa, what exactly is the Pasuk telling me is. Override Shabbos. Ilema the tiltal. In other words, we're talking about the mitzvah of taking the lulav. The actual mitzvah of taking the lulav is an act of picking it up. That's just moving it. So, I need a pasuk. It's called the mishrei tiltal. The pasuk has to tell me that you're allowed to take the item. There's no isser involved in taking the item. Ela the machshirav. So, Eliezer says that clearly the pasuk is coming to tell you you take it that day, even if it's necessary to do something to get it ready, which is a chilul Shabbos. Rabbanan. So, what do they do with the pasuk? Bayoim. Who miborele bayoim v'lo b'layla. They need to tell me that if we just say barishon, I would not know that mitzvah applies during the daylight hours as opposed to the nighttime. Rabbi Eliezer. How does he know that the mitzvah taking the lulav is only by day and not by night? Nafgalei, he learns out from the pasuk, at the end of the pasuk, usmachtem with Hashem Elokeichem shivas yamim, which Chazal understand that in the base of Mikdash there's a mitzvah to take the lulav all 7 days, and the simcha the pasuk is referring to is the simcha of taking the dalad minute. It says shivas yamim, yamim v'leilos leilos. We learn now. It says over there days and not nights, so we know that it's a daytime mitzvah from there. Rabbanon, so why do I need the? So I have. There's a mitzvah taking the lulav 1 day outside of the base of mikdash and 7 days in the mikdash. It says by the mikdash 7 days. It says by day. So when it comes to the mitzvah taking the lulav 1 day not in the mikdash, I should realize it's also by day. Come and say no. I would not know from the din of smachtem 7 days. I wouldn't know that b'yom rishon. That Barishon, if you just tell me Barishon, the Tekhul of Barishon, I wouldn't know you need data. I wouldn't know day. Why? Rabban Itzuch, Sokhazat Ramino, Nelo Shivas Yamim Misukkah. By Smachtim, also, I would say it's not clear it means days and not nights. Because it says, by Sukhaz Teshu Sivas Yamim. And over there we darshan, it's days and nights. So relying on usmachtem to tell me days and not nights is not a good source, because usmachtem itself, I wouldn't know it means days and not nights from itself, because learning out from sukkah, it means even days, even nights. So how do we know over here it means day and not nights? Because it says the actual word bayom to tell me by day. So then I learn out from there, if in the outside of the mikdash, it admits the first day, but only by daytime. So in the mikdash, it's a chiyuv 7 days, only by daytime. Okay, kamash mulon. That's why the chachamim say that I need the word biyam for that purpose. Okay, now the Gemara doesn't say what Eliezer's answer to that is. The Mor says, now I have a different question. Now, according to B'liezer, he holds the word B'yom as extra. To tell me that Deich HaShabbos, so B'nich V'litzer Rachmona B'lulav B'nesu Hanach V'nilfamine. So why can't I learn out Omer and She'alechem from lulav? Tarsh is right by lulav, and learn out Omer She'alechem from lulav. You told me I can't learn out lulav from Omer and She'alechem, because they're for Kabbalah purposes. But now, if I see even for the mitzvah of lulav, which is not for korban, it's derech Shabbos, kavu chaymer for aymer shalechem. Mor says, "Mishum dikulimifra," because again, it's a mamatzino. It's not so you can ask a question. Malulav shekain ton arba minim. Lulav has it's brought together with three other minim, so maybe that has a chashivas to it, which would not allow it you to learn out from there to aymer shalechem. Let's see Rashi. The fourth line, last narrow line, last white line on top. Imer shalechem gomer b'mamatzino. You learn from mamatzino. I could ask a kasha on it. So Mar says b'yamar filah b'shabbos. We look see barishon. It says b'yamar rishon. Because barishon on the first day, that would be we know barishon would mean the first day. The drasha also b'chol yom shu rishon l'chag. That first day, no matter when it is, even on Shabbos. Now, what does it come in to tell me you're allowed to do? L'chayim afilu b'Shabbos. This drush is saying you can do it even on Shabbos. You can even pick up a little bit on Shabbos. No, v'den. Yinayim l'tilt l'taltel. K'nimash v'krov. It's talking about l'kicha. It says, take it. Pick it up. Good. So why should it be a problem? Tiltu ba'almuhu. So it's just moving it. So it's a problem is muksa. Tiltal is not a deraisa. So the person is saying, you know what? You thought a little was muksa, you're allowed to take it anyway. There's no issue muksa. El the machshir of the sur of the raisa, there's machshir, which are nisa the raisa of cutting it off, etc. And still that's the chashabas. Malahal nyamma filolaylus, kinofin and besetus sukkah. So we're also means by night. Why can't we learn Armish Alechem from Lulav? Why do we have to write it by all three? You learn from Lulav, Shu Mitzvah, Umakshir of Dirkhan, no, that's why I do it. having a sukkah. Okay. Okay, this is one more. Sukkah, I can't learn from Amr Shay Lech, like we said before, she can't start the warrior. That's for a korban. Imalulu, it's a good, she learned from Lulu. Lulu is not a korban, it's still a Deicha Shabbos, so Sukkah also. She can't turn Arba Minim. Again, it has advantage that there's four different minim involved as opposed to a Sukkah. Ala Gomer Shibas Yamim, Milulu. We learn how Shibas Yamim, Shibas Yamim. And that's Xer Shabbat. Ma'alahalan machshir of derech Shabbos. Avkan machshir of derech Shabbos. So it's exactly Shabbos to say by lulav Shabbos yamim is derech Shabbos. By sukkah, in the machshir of derech Shabbos, sukkah also machshir of derech Shabbos. Good. Well, it's Ramana misukkah with neisu mahanach minigra minay. So right by sukkah, and I'll learn out. There's no kasha in the other direction. Learn out lulav and the other ones from that. Shemikol mifrak ma'alasukkah shekain nehegas b'leilus kibiyamim. Sukkah has a mitzvah, an advantage that it's by day and night, so we're not learning from Sukkah to anything else. Leave Rashi for tomorrow. So hold my Rashi, Gomer Rashi, Zayin Yomim.